It's almost 3 years since the death of Apple founder Steve Jobs, and the products that we've really seen coming from Apple since then were already in the pipeline when he passed. Last year, the Senior Vice President, Eddie Q, commented that Apple had the best product pipeline he'd seen in 25 years, and CEO Tim Cook promised announcements throughout 2014, including new product categories. Well, this morning, the company may just have broken the drought with a press conference in Cupertino. Our tech editor, Peter Marks, has been watching. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Fran.
What did Apple announce this morning?
They announced three things. Firstly, bigger phones. This is really to compete with the Android phones. Most surprisingly, a watch, and finally, a payment system. So firstly, let's talk about phones. Apple's phones have notably been smaller than the competing Android phones. Typically, we went from a 3.5-inch phone to a 4-inch phone. Well, this morning they announced iPhone 6, a 6, which is 4.7 inches. That's the diagonal across the screen. And an iPhone 6 Plus, which is a 5.5-inch display. Some people call that a phablet. Now, happily, existing apps will scale up to the new sizes, so developers don't have to do a lot of work initially to make use of it. The Plus, of course, is too big for your thumb to move all the way across. And that's been what Apple's defense has been about their small size, that you could operate the phone with one hand. Mm. And if you watch people on, you know, public transport, they do that. So the Plus has a mode where the app will slide down and you can kind of reach around more of it. Both of them are thinner than the current iPhone 5S. I should say the 5C and 5S remain on the market, so they're staying as they were.
They haven't really been here that long.
I know, it's only a year, but still, things move on. The new design has rounder edges, rather like the iPod Touch design. They have a new CPU with, amazingly, 2 billion transistors. I just can't believe myself saying this thing. It's a 20-nanometer process. They do get slightly better battery life than the old one, about 10 or 12 hours of LTE browsing, but nothing astonishing there. And, you know, everything's got better. The camera's got a better resolution, 240 frames per second. There's a burst selfie mode, which is going to be popular. And the top models have 128 gigabytes of storage. They'll be available from September 19 in here in Australia, and pre-orders start next Friday. People are already queuing outside the stores.
What's the price?
Well, I won't go through all of the prices, but suffice to say that they start at $869 Australian, and they go all the way up for the top of the line model to $1,249.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Let's have a look at the watch. There's already a bit of competition in wearables, isn't there? Tell us about this watch.
There is. There's been a lot of wearables coming out from LG, from Samsung, from Motorola, and this morning Apple weighed in.
Oh, look at
that.
Just, he's showing me the watch.
Showing the watch. Holding
square.
No,
square
folks,
faces.
I'm not actually wearing one, I'm afraid to
no,
say.
No, it's just
that,
a picture.
It's just a picture. So, look, they do look nice. I feel they're a little bit chunky. They remind me of how the first iPhone looked, rather round and chunky, but they've got some beautiful design. They really are a piece of fashion. They've got a unique band clip, so you can buy different bands. There's a plastic band for
the
sport.
The bands are a lot like the colours of the new phones, aren't they?
Yeah, there's different colours. They've done a lot of work on making it really a piece of jewellery. And, of course, navigation on a small device like a watch is a big challenge. It does have a touch screen, and you can touch and you can press, but it's also got what they call the digital crown. So that's like the winder knob on a traditional watch, and that's what you use to scroll and to zoom. So that does seem like a good idea. They've obviously put some serious thought into it. It also has speech input, so you'll be able to do things like see a message and respond to it by speaking to the watch.
So you'll be able to talk into your watch like all the Secret Service people.
It's like Dick Tracy,
yeah.
That's right. And it has haptic feedback, so it can vibrate. So when you get a message or something, it will vibrate and you'll feel it on your wrist. And they say it's very subtle. You won't know that, the person next to you won't know. It also has a heart sensor and it can monitor your pulse. So it's a lot of health applications. And
Fitness applications.
Yeah, fitness. And they did stress this a lot, that in our modern world, we all sit too much. So the watch fitness application will be able to remind you to get up and move around. It's got the ability to count steps and so on.
How much is this watch going to cost?
Well, they say they'll start at $349 US. But look, I love the language. They are curated into three editions: the Apple Watch, the Sport Edition, and then the top end one is 18 karat gold. One can only imagine how much they'll be. But as I said, this is jewellery. This is a fashion product that Apple is getting into. They've hired a a lot of people in the fashion industry to help them with designs. And I think that's what they're shooting for. People who will buy the top-end one are telegraphing something. I've got enough money to have this device. And that's really a little bit of Apple's cachet, which is now coming into watches.
Okay, smart watches, so that you can just ask it, which corner do I turn next? And around you go. The payment system, there's changes here too. What's wrong with the current payment system?
Well, look, this is new. Now, currently, current credit cards are quite insecure. They used to be signatures. Increasingly, it's PINs, which are only four digits, of course. If you lose your card, you've got to cancel the whole card, which is a problem. So Apple has come up with a new category of service. They say they're trying to replace the wallet. And basically, it's a huge business. Every day, Americans, they said, spend $12 billion. And of course, Apple would love to have a cut of that. What you'll be able to do is you'll be able to hold your phone up to the reader in the shop and press
Or your watch.
And of course, your watch as well. If you've got the phone, you'll be able to press your fingerprint on it to validate that it really is you. So this is a marvellous piece of security technology, and it just does the payment directly like that. Now, the next thing about it is that the merchant does not get your credit card details, and your credit card details are not stored in the phone. There's a secure token.
So hang on, Pete, just to walk back a bit, because I didn't quite understand that. Your phone is an automatic communicator of your Visa details.
That's right. So it's actually hooked up. They've got MasterCard, Visa, American Express. They've also...
And you don't need to dial up your bank in it.
No. It all just happens and it uses a one-time token, which is a secure token with the bank, so that it knows that it's you, but your details are not there. So, of course, everyone's going to say, well, what happens if I lose my phone? Mm. Well, the great thing about it is we have this feature where you can remotely disable your phone, and you can, of course, remotely disable payments on your phone, so you don't have to cancel your credit card. When you're bringing a credit card into it, you'll be able to take a photo of your credit card, and there's some system where you go to the bank and they say, yes, that's really you, and they approve it. From then on, you don't need that credit card anymore. You just use the device.
And it's got fingerprint technology.
Well, the phones have the fingerprint reader, so that will confirm. And the idea is that the NFC coil is at the top of the phone. The fingerprint reader is the bottom, so you can hold it up. But I really like the idea, if you have the watch, you can just walk up to, say, a coffee shop, get a coffee, hold your watch up to the terminal, and you've paid. And that's done. I think that's the biggest thing out of the announcements this morning. The watch won't be here until next year. The payment system, I've spoken to Apple in Asia, and they're saying, obviously, they're interested in Asia, but at the moment, it's launching only in the US. It'll be available at 80% of payment terminals in the US.
Well, that is going to be revolutionary, I think. Thanks, Peter. Fantastic.
Thanks, friend.
The latest up-to-date information on that Apple announcement from this morning. Peter Marks, our regular technology editor and app developer, and he'll be diving deep down into all of this on Download the Show this week, which is also broadcast on News 24. It's 8:27 on Breakfast.